USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says Tropical Storm Nicholas is nothing to mess with.
Life-threatening flash flooding due to very heavy rainfall will be the primary concern, with rain totals of 6 to 10 inches across South Louisiana.
The Democrat adding the threat of flooding is made worse by all the mess from Hurricane Ida, which is still clogging storm drains. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on the hot seat over the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken defending the chaos in Afghanistan by arguing no one anticipated the rapid collapse of the Afghan government.
Nothing I or anyone else saw indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Blinken saying the State Department is not sure how many Americans are stranded in Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
Calling all busy electricians. Your job is about to get simpler. Introducing Leviton's new Contractor Connect, an online portal offering a host of educational resources, videos, customer support, expert content, and the latest on Leviton products. Jay Sherman is the Director of Residential Marketing at Leviton.
We understand that electrical contractors are busier than ever, and our goal is to lessen that load by giving them the resources they need right at their fingertips. Whether on a job site looking for installation support or using downtime to catch up on the latest industry news, Leviton Contractor Connect makes it easier than ever for contractors to stay productive and ahead of the competition.
Contractor Connect features the My Leviton Pro Support Program, which provides enrolled contractors with a dedicated customer service line and an easy-to-earn rewards program. Contractor Connect can be easily accessed at any time, from any location. Visit Leviton.com/Contractor Connect to explore today.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is now back up to the price it was 2 weeks ago. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
After falling 2 cents a gallon during the last reporting period, the national average is now back up to $3.25, an increase of 2 cents over the last week. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us about the spread from region to region.
San Francisco Bay is the high at $4.48, and the low is Houston at $2.74. Between those extremes, we have Indianapolis at $3.12, Long Island $3.23, and Seattle at $4.01.
Local governments in Florida that mandate employees to get COVID-19 shots may face fines from the state. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis making the threat in Gainesville, where city employees are suing over the mandate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The push to encourage people to get vaccinated continues.
The Centers for Disease Control say about 62% of Americans aged 12 and up are fully vaccinated, leaving nearly 74 million eligible Americans remaining unvaccinated. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden tells Fox News that while he understands that some people have concerns about the shots, the data shows that they're safe.
The COVID vaccination, it's not something that came on overnight. This is 10, 20 years of research that went into a really super technology. It's very effective. I've gotten one. Everyone in my family has gotten fully vaccinated. This is a great discovery. No corners were cut. We've had hundreds of millions of people vaccinated, and serious side effects are extraordinarily rare. There is no evidence of any long-term negative consequences. But I understand that people have concerns, they have questions, they're tired of COVID. And yes, many people who get COVID aren't seriously ill, but far too many have died.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A man from California is in police custody after authorities found a bayonet and machete in his truck. Donald Craighead was arrested overnight after the discovery was made near the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington, D.C. U.S. Capitol Police reporting there was a swastika on the truck in addition to what officials call other white supremacist symbols. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.